弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
还有在家里面一起敬拜的朋友们，大家好，跟你们打
个招呼。The same way, say hello to the brother, sister, if you are worship at home。
时间过得很快哈，一下到十月的第一个礼拜了。
The time flies by. It's so quick. Right now, it's in October now.
如果有人告诉你说，既然神是慈爱的，他又喜欢赦免人的罪过，所以犯点罪没什么关系吧
？If someone tell you that since God is merciful and like to forgive people's sins, it doesn't matter to commit a sin.
因为只要你求他饶恕，就没事了嘛。
As long as you ask him forgiveness, it will be fine.
那你会怎么回答呢
？So how would you answer?
保罗说：“断乎不可。”
Paul say, "By no means."
保罗的意思是你休想利用神的怜悯作为你不断犯罪的借口。
What Paul meant, you don't want to use the God's mercy as an excuse for your the constant sin.
请听保罗非常严肃地说。
So I want you listen what the Paul says seriously.
罗马书六章一节，这样怎么样呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢
？What should we say then? Should we go on sinning so that the grace may increase?By no means. We die to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
原因就是我们在罪上面已经死了的人，怎么仍然可以在罪中活着呢？当然不可以嘛。
What the reason is that we die to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
接下去保罗就更仔细地来说明，在三节到五节，我们看 PPT。
So next, Paul explains more detail in the verses 3 to 5.
岂不知我们这些受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着这洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into the Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore.Buried with him through the baptism into the death, in order that, just as the Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection, for we know that.Our self was crucified with him so that the body of the sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slave to sin.
这一段就是透过洗礼来表明我们与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活的真理。
This passage is to show the truth of the death.Burial and resurrection with Christ through the baptism.
那大家需要理解，在保罗的时代呢，洗礼是整个人浸到水里面的。
Everyone should know that in Paul's time, the baptism was the whole person going into the water.
所以今天早上，请大家跟我做一个手势。
So this morning, I'm ask everyone to follow me and make a gesture.
把你的右手举起来，好吗？
Raise your right hand.
然后这个右手代表我们的人。
It present human yourself.
那这个左手横的放在这里。
And the left hand is put into the horizontal.、Like、
左手代表水。
And your left hand is presents water.
右手代表人，这个右手指向上，表达我们与主联合。
And then your right hand, the index finger will point up. And it shows we are united with the Lord.
好，第一个动作，我们与主同死。
So the first thing is present we die with our Lord.
在水里面与主同埋葬，然后起来与主同什么？复活啊。
And then you will stop in the water, and then you will raise up your hand. It's meant to be buried with the Lord, and then your right hand up is meant your resurrection with the Lord.
好，我们再复习一遍，好不好？啊，一起来哈，一起来哈，手指先指一下上面，这个是最重要，这个与主联合的真理。
So let's repeat one more time, and it's very important your right index finger should be pointed up.
来，与主同死，同埋葬，同复活，哈利路亚！感谢主。好，
so that means you die with the Lord, you bury with the Lord, and you resurrection with the Lord. Praise the Lord.
下一次当你有机会跟你的亲朋好友传福音，讲到洗礼的时候，怎么样，就很自然的跟他分享这个动作啦。
So when the next time when you share the gospel with your gospel friend, you can use this gesture to explain it.
这个属灵的意义非常重大。
And this spiritual meaning is very significant.
因为主耶稣在十字架上的死亡就等于我们的老我死亡。
Because the death of the Lord on the cross means the death of our own self.
主被埋葬了，就等于我们的老我被埋葬了。
When the Lord is buried, it means our old self being buried.
然后主从死里复活，就等于我们从死里一同复活吗？
The Lord's resurrection from the dead means that we are resurrected from the dead.
那我特别要再跟网上收看的朋友再强调一遍。
And let me emphasize this again, especially for the brother, sister, you are watching from the streamline.
这个不是单单一个理论而已。
And this is not just a theory.
而是一个真实的生命。
But a real new life.
看一看主耶稣的十二门徒。
Take a look at the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus.
他们先前的表现跟后来的表现是完全不同的。
And their behavior completely different from before and then after.
那今天还有千千万万的人都能诉说他们的生命是被主所翻转的经历吗？
Today there are tens of the thousands of the people who can tell about their experience of the being turned over by the Lord.
由此可见，我们的主是绝对真实可靠的主。
And this can be seen, our Lord is absolutely true and reliable.
我每天早上都有习惯性的要走一下路，锻炼一下。
And every morning I have the habit I will walk around my community.
那一段锻炼的时间就是跟主祷告啊，很亲密的一个相交的时间。
So when I walk in training and I will pray to the God, this is my interaction with our Lord.
我心里充满了感恩，怎么会到我年老的时候，主把我从德州带到这里，跟这么多好的弟兄姐妹，我们一起来侍奉呢
？And my heart filled with all the appreciation because I never fathomed when I'm old, the God will bring me from the test to the law to Louisville here to serve with the brother and sisters.
然后那一天啊，杨红姐妹把。这大半年疫情之下，主对我们教会的祝福一一数出来，让我们惊讶、感谢而赞美他。
And one day, our sister Yang Hong, she listed all the wonderful, gracious things God has done to us. So I'm really appreciate what the God has done to us.
就想首那首诗歌嘛，哈，你要数一数主的恩典，必叫你惊奇而欢呼吧。
And let's say, as think about there's one hymn, that's why we have to count God's blessing, because they can make you joyful.
有空你想一想，主在你个人、你的家庭、你的孩子这一年很多的恩典，必定叫你觉得哇哇塞，主这样的恩待我。
So I want you to reflect for the past Rose years how the God do the wonderful thing and the precious thing on your family.
所以我要不断地跟福音朋友讲，我们所信的主是绝对真实可靠，又让人不断经历的主。
So one more time, I want to tell our gospel's friends, and our God is absolutely true and a reliable God.
同意的人请说。
If you agree, please say Amen.
如果有人问我什么叫做联合
，If someone asks me what is the unity,
简单的说，联合就是有关系嘛。
Simply to say, unity is to have a relationship.
我先举一个反面的例子。
Let me give you a negative example first.
那古时候有一种非常残酷的刑法。
There was a cruel, criminal law in ancient times.
非常不人道。
It is very inhuman.
就是把这个罪犯跟死人把它绑在一起。
And it's to tie the criminals and the dead together.
原来没有关系，一个活的罪犯，但是却跟一个死的尸体绑在一起就有关系了。
Originally, it has no relationship, but now there is the relationship between the criminal and the dead body.
你能想象一下那个活着的那个罪犯跟这个尸体绑在一起的那个感觉吗
？Imagine the feeling of the criminal tied to the corpse.
一定很恐怖嘛
！It must be terrible.
还有那个恶臭的气味，哎呀，还有那么多的病毒细菌会传染给他。
And there is the foul smell and rose viruses and bacteria which can infect the living person.
那这一个反面的例子说明联合就是有关系。
This negative example shows that union is related.
所以今天最重要要问的问题是你跟谁联合啊
？So the question today is who are you united with？
以前我们是在罪的权势之下生活。
We used to live under the power of the sin。
但是现在呢，我们脱离了罪的捆绑。
But now we are free from the bondage of sin。
感谢赞美主，因为我们与主联合了。
Thanks the Lord, we are united with the Lord now.
所以我们跟罪就没有关系了。
And we have nothing to do with sin.
因为我们跟主耶稣联合在一起了。
Because we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
有人就会问说，那基督徒会不会犯罪呢
？Someone will ask, can Christians sin?
有可能犯罪。
They can.
但是基督徒可不可以？不犯罪呢
？Can Christian not sin？
可不可以啊？当然可以不犯罪嘛。
Of course, the Christian can commit no sin.
所以我们今天要来彻底的理解是怎么样与主有一个真正密切的联合。
So today we have to thoroughly to understand how to be united with the Lord.
是我们大家都可以做到的事情。
And this is every.One something we can do.
啊，我们看见第一个重点，这个 PPT 打出来，第一个大事就是你要确认耶稣是你生命的主人。
So please look at our slide. The one big thing is that you have to confirm that Jesus is the master of your life.
最近加州大火，哇，火烧山，哇，烧了。不知道多少的这个房子森林了。
So right now you can see in the California there is the wildfire spread out all the California there.
如果这个救火队员冲进这个火烧的房子，把里面的人救出来，哇，他这个救火队员肯定是这个人的救命恩人吧
？Suppose a firefighter take you out of the burning house, he is your savior.
那被救的人当然非常感谢救火队员了。
And if you are the one be saved, of course you will thank him very much.
但是以后的日子呢，你还是过你的嘛，他还是有他的日子要过的。
But in the days to come, you will live your own days, and you will live his own days.
如果今天我们只把耶稣当作我们的消防队员，那是没有办法与主联合的。
If we only treat Jesus as the firefighters, there's no way to unite in our lives.
因为耶稣不仅仅是你的救主，同时更是你的主。
because the Jesus is not only your Savior, but also the Master of you.
就是你生命的主人嘛。
And because he is the master of your life.
圣经为什么告诉我们说万膝当跪拜，万口当颂扬呢？
Why does the Bible say, every knee shall bow before me, every tongue will confess to God?
因为唯有耶稣是主。
And because it is the Jesus, the master of my life.
那个意思就是耶稣是我们每一天生活的主人。
And it means that Jesus is the master of my daily living.
是他坐在我们生命的宝座上。
He sits on the throne in my heart.
只有这样的确认，你才能够与主真正的联合在一起。
Only so you can be united with the Lord.
那这是最基本的条件。
And this is the most basic condition.
你看保罗的生命，你就能够体会我说的是什么。
And you can experience what I say when you look at the life of the Paul.
那与主联合的第二个重点是什么呢？
So what is the second point? How to be united with the Lord?
就是要顺服主耶稣的命令嘛。
And that is to obey Lord's command.
因为主耶稣本身就是我们最好的榜样了。
The Lord himself is the best example.
因为主耶稣顺服天父的旨意，从地上，从天上来到地上。
Because the Lord obeyed the Father's will and came from heaven to earth.
不仅如此，主每天的祷告都是跟天父有个美好的交流，顺着天父的旨意而行。
And not only that, every day that Jesus had to pray with the Abba Fathers and then try to obey His will.
在主耶稣上十字架以前
，and before Jesus going to the cross，
大家还记得主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告吗
？Do you remember the Lord pray in the garden of the Gethsemane？
主对天父祷告说：“父啊，然而不要照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思成全。
”Our Lord prayed to the Heaven Fathers, yet not as I will.But as you will.
所以主就甘心乐意为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The Lord willingly died on the cross for our sin.
完成了对我们人类的救赎大功。
And have completed the great work of the salvation.
所以照样，今天主要用的门徒必定是一个完全顺服主的门徒。
As the same way, the disciple used by Lord today must be those who are willing to completely obey the Lord.
这样的人才能够与主联合嘛。
Such people who can unite with the Lord.
雅各书四章七节提醒我们说。
From the James chapter 4 verses 7.
你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Submit yourselves to God.Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
所以聪明的人肯定选择顺服神嘛。
So the smart people must be choose to obey the Lord Jesus.
我们大家都知道，魔鬼的工作从一开始就是要人不听从神的话。
Everyone knows that the work of the devil from the beginning is to ask the people not to listen to God's words.
哦，从伊甸园就开始了。
And start in the Garden of the Eden.
一直到今天，魔鬼还用这一招来摇动大家对神的信靠。
Until today, the devil still use this trick to shake everyone's trust in God.
那怎么办呢
？So what can you do?
就是当你看破撒旦的诡计，你就不会上当了嘛。
When you see through the trick of the Satan, you will not be fooled.
我们要明白一个事情。
So we need to understand one thing.
就是神不在乎你的恩赐有多大多小。
In fact, God does not care about the size of your gifts.
因为恩赐都是他给的嘛。
And because the gifts are all given by him.
但是神却非常在乎你的自由意志的顺服或者是叛逆。
But God really cares about your obedience willingly.
啊，这是神在乎的。
And this is really God care about it.
如果你对神的信心够大，而且你承认神的智慧高于一切的时候，你就愿意完全顺服。
If your faith is big enough and you admit that His wisdom is above all, then you will obey the Lord willingly.
而且当你愿意顺服神的时候，你就开始与主联合的奇异经历。
And when you obey the Lord, you begin to experience the wonderful experience of the union with the Lord.
很多弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历嘛。
And many Christians have this experience.
啊，这个就帮助我们要愿意百分之百的顺服神。
So this will help us. We will obey our Lord 100%.
另外。我们需要来谈一下人生的四大问题。
In addition, here's we need to talk about the four major questions in life.
因为这四大问题跟今天的题目有关系。
And because these four major questions is related to the sermon today.
第一个问题是你从哪里来啊
？So the first question is where are you from?
你要往哪里去啊
？And where are you going?
你要怎么去的
？How are you going?
然后是你什么时候去啊
？And when are you going？
我从哪里来
？And where are you from？
我肯定我 Pastor， 我肯定不是从猴子变的。
So where am I from？ I definitely certainly did not change from the monkey。
我是神透过我的父母给了我生命。
And it was God who gave life to me through my parents。
我要往哪里去
？And where am I going？
我很清楚，我要去神应许给我的新天新地。
And I'm for sure I'm going to the new heaven and the new earth。
对福音朋友来说，他们要往哪里去呢
？And to the gospel friend, where are they going？
关系到第三个问题。
And this is related to their third question。
就是他是怎么去了
？And the key point is how they going？
有一种是。靠耶稣去。
One is to rely on Jesus.
有一种是不靠耶稣，靠自己去。
Another way is not to rely on Jesus, but go by self.
因为不少的人都觉得我很厉害。
Because there's a lot of people think about I'm powerful.
我不需要信仰。
I don't need to rely on the religion.
还有第三种人呢？
And there is also the third way.
啊，去不去都无所谓啊。
It doesn't matter where you go or not.
但是请听啊，保罗在罗马书的六章六到九节怎么说了
？So please listen the Rome chapter 6 verse 6 to 9.
六节这里说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做。罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死，只有一次；他活着是向神活着。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of the sin.Might be done away with, that we should no longer be slave to sin, because anyone who has died has been free from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him, for we know that since the Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has the mastery over him.
这一段分成两部分。
So this section we can divide to the this part we can divide to the two section.
第一部分就是六到七节。
So the first section is from the verse 6 to 7.
就是强调我们的老我与主耶稣同钉死在十字架上，以至于我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So the first section emphasizes that our old self was crucified with the Lord on the cross.So that we should no longer be slave to sin.
然后第二部分八节到九节就是凸显出耶稣基督的复活和我们的关系。
The second section is from the verse 89. It highlights the relationship between the resurrection of the Jesus Christ and us.
所以凡是相信耶稣基督的人必定有耶稣基督复活的生命在我们的里面。
For those who are willing to believe in Jesus must have the resurrection life in him.
这个真理非常重要。
So the truth is very important.
在提摩太后书一章十节也提醒我们说。
So the 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10 also reminds us.
他已经把死废去，借着福音将那不能坏的生命彰显出来。
He has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
所以亲爱的福音朋友，我鼓励你选择耶稣作为你的主。
Dear friends, I encourage you to choose Jesus as your master.
原因就是你能够靠着耶稣到父那里去。
And the reason in that way, you can rely Jesus to go to the Father.
因为耶稣曾经宣告过嘛。
Because the Jesus once declared.
他说我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I am the way, the truth and the life. No one came to the Father except through me.
所以你怎么去，你要去哪里，非常重要。
Therefore, where we are going and how we are going are very important.
第四个问题是你什么时候去啊？
The fourth question is, when are you going?
按照神的时间呢？
And it is according to God's timing.
这提醒我们要爱惜光阴嘛。
And this reminds us to cherish time.
不要浪费时间。
And not waste time.
我回想我这一生呢，这个前面的这个三四十年呢，真的是糊里糊涂，浪费很多时间。
When I reflect my whole life, and I want to regret on the first 30 or 40 years of my life, I have been waste my time.
人生分三段期，这个三十岁以前是糊里糊涂的，真是很可惜，浪费了很多时间。
So we can divide the human life into the three sections. The first section is 糊里糊涂。is you don't know the purpose of your life.
第二段时间是信了主啊，三十岁以后呢，开始清醒了啊，脑袋比较清楚了。
So the second section is after 30 years. So you start have a little bit clear mind now.
啊，但是还是在学习成长当中吧。
But you still grow in the learning stage.
第三个时期就是老年期，到了六十岁以后呢，哦，开始觉得哇。要好好的啊，抓紧最后的一段时间为主做工，不要浪费时间了。
So the third stage, you start going to the aging stage here. So you know you need to cherish the time.
我不知道你啊。
And I don't know you.
但是我知道啊，我也不是说把自己搞得很紧张啊，不是那个意思啊。
And it doesn't mean we have to live our life is very stressful, nervously.
大家也知道，有时间我也会去打打乒乓球啊。天气好的时候，我也想去钓条鱼的。
And everybody know I have my leisure time, so when I got the time, I will play my table tennis and I will go fishing.
但是神的工作，无论是教会的事，无论是义工的开心小站的制作，都是放在第一位嘛。
But to me, the church ministry or, you know, I have online the happy station, that this is my first priority.
还要关怀牧养很多有一些有困难的弟兄姐妹福音朋友在这一个疫情之下的各种问题。
And also my priority also to care for the gospel friends, any person they have trouble, difficulty, especially after the pandemic right now.
以前不是人家说在中国的小区有这样的非常有哲理的问话吗
？And have you heard some people say in the Chinese community they have some the question？
啊，那个看门的啊，那个城管啊，那个在疫情当中，他会问这个非常有哲学的三个问题嘛
？So that means if you want to go into the community, there's the doorman. They have to ask you the three questions.
你是谁？
And the first thing, who are you?
你从哪里来？
And where are you from?
你要去哪里？
And where are you going?
今天我们的人生四大问很像。
So today, our four major questions is similar to that.
所以求主帮助我们啊，当一个新信主的这个初信的弟兄姐妹信主以后，我们仍然要关心他，陪伴他一起成长。
So right now, after a person believes in the Lord, we need to lead him to growth in the Lord.
每天要鼓励他啊，能够有祷告读经的生活。
We need to encourage him to read the Bible and pray every day.
啊，鼓励他能够上一套这个有系统的初信造就的课程。
And of course, we want to encourage him to take a series of the lesson, learning from the beginning.
来帮助他啊，建造他的灵命，能够继续成长。
Help him build the spiritual life systematically.
当然也需要和他讲受洗的真理。
Of course, you need to tell him the truth about the baptism.
罗马书六章讲的就是与主联合。
So today, when we study the Roman chapter 6, the key point is to how to be united with the Lord.
那在我们的心思意念中呢，常常要与主有美好的互动嘛。
In our hearts and mind, we often have the good relationship with the Lord.
好，我们看下面一个表好吗 ？PPT.
So let's look at our slide.
啊，就是有事多多求问主，没事多多赞美主。
Pray the Lord more often when you have trouble. Praise the Lord more often when you have no trouble.
坐在家里面的弟兄姐妹，好不好？我们现在也练一下，好不好？读一下，一起来。
So the brother, sister, if you see at home, let's read all together.
好，来，
有事
多
多
求
问
主，没事
多
多
赞
美主嘛。
颂赞主。Pray the Lord more often when you have trouble. Praise the Lord more often when you have no trouble.
所以这个关键就是你要喜欢亲近主。
So the key point is that you get close to the Lord.
你不知不觉你跟主就联合得非常紧密了。
So unconsciously you will have a tight relationship with the Lord.
你常常想到主现在在做什么？
Have you often think about what the Lord is doing?
我们的主可忙着了。
And our Lord is very busy.
每一分钟都在垂听全世界许许多多人的祷告啊。
The Lord is listening to the prayers of the tens of the thousands of the people every minute.
特别现在又在垂听哇，很多人为我们的川普总统祷告。
Especially right now, he's listening. A lot of people is pray for our president Trump.
同时，你注意看圣灵在全球做他奇妙的工作。
At the same time, the Holy Spirit is also doing his wonderful work.Around the world.
如果你问我说我们会不会恢复到疫情以前那样的好日子呢？
If you ask me, will we return to the days before the pandemic?
我也希望恢复正常。
I hope we will return to normal.
相信很多人都希望能够恢复到以前正常的状况。
And I believe many people also want to return to the normal state before.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
人类的历史正走向启示录的里面。
And the history of the mankind is moving into the situation described in the book of the Revelation.
所以大家还是要有心理准备。
So we must be prepared.
没有错，圣灵在做工，同时邪灵撒旦也在做工嘛。
Yes, the Holy Spirit is working, but the evil spirit Satan is also working.
我们知道在第一线的许多宣教士他们的日子是越来越辛苦的。
We know that many missionaries on the first line will work harder and harder.
所以我们要更加关心他们。
So we must to care more about them.
为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
尽可能的来支持他们。
Try to support them in all aspects.
特别在以后可能艰难的日子里头更要关心他们要支持他们。
While facing a difficult day in the future, we must be supporting.
比方说，在台北的 Wendy 姐妹啊，希望弟兄姐妹为他们的家人、孩子、他们丈夫、他们同工的健康祷告。
Especially our missionary, the Wendy, she is the North Thailand. She asked for, we will pray for her missionary, her family, her husband, all the things they've done in there.
同时也为他们希望在另外一个村落再盖一间教堂来祷告。
And also pray for her, they plan to plant another church in the nearby the community.
今天的题目是与主联合。
So today the topic is how to be united with the Lord.
相信你已经有答案了吧
？And I believe you already has the answer.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父，我们感谢你将罗马书六章放在我们面前。
Dear Abba Father, we want to thank you who give us Romans chapter 6.
叫我们不见一人，只见耶稣。
So let us not only see the righteous man, we also can see the Jesus.
让我们明白与主同死、同埋葬、同复活的真理。
So we can understand the meaning to death, the burial, and the resurrection with the Lord.
请你亲自看顾每一位你自己儿女的需要。
Please to protect and care whatever our need.
你的圣灵、你的话语继续来坚固我们。
And your Holy Spirit and your Word will be strengthen us.
我们也为整个地球所有的宣教士来祷告。
And we are going to pray for all the missionaries around the world.
他们的难处、他们的寂寞、他们的需要，主你都知道。
And their difficulty, their need, and you know.
求主来加添他们一切所需要的。
And we ask for the Lord to supply what they need.
保守他们全家大小身体的健康。
And protect the their body health.
灵里的活泼喜乐。
And then they have the joyful in their spiritual life.
我们感谢主垂听我们的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
And we want to thank you, Lord, to listen our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.